For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here, and our guest this morning is John McTernan. And John, certainly has been warning for a long time that God's judgment is going to come on America, and I really believe that. I mean, look and see what's going on in America, the degree of corruption that we have, and then this progressive destruction of the value of our currency, a debt that can never possibly be repaid. All the programs for ever increased government spending, and of course there's no better way to destroy a nation than to get it head over heels in debt, backed by a currency that has no value whatsoever, and a Federal Reserve System that seems intent upon destroying the value of our currency by investing over $85 billion every single month in Treasury bonds so that the U.S. Treasury can pay its bills, otherwise that have no money to pay the bills, and of course then in mortgage bonds, which are aimed at bailing out the six large banks that control almost 70% of all the financial and banking assets in America, banks which are too large to fail, banks which own the Federal Reserve System and control our government today, and are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, intent upon bringing about a one-world government and the fulfilling of the ancient prophecies of establishing a one-world government before the coming of the Lord and the Great Tribulation. John, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Stan, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You pick up the story and tell our listeners what you and your research has come up with.
Well, Stan, your synopsis there was really on. I mean, this is a... I call this system that we're seeing coming about the perfect man trap. It's like having a mouse trap that is absolutely, you can't beat. Well, this system that's coming together from every angle you could think of, just the financial angle that you mentioned, that we're being herded into the, well, first of all, let me stop right there. What they've done, Stan, is they've set the system up to collapse. Anybody with an elementary understanding of economics knows that you cannot continue with this economic system. Right, Stan?
Right.
It just can't. It's so what they're doing is they're bringing it down. It looks like kind of chaos to us, to the people that don't understand. It looks like chaos, but they're bringing it down, and then these corrupt, wicked people, the bankers and the government people with them, and movers and shakers like George Soros, they have a system ready to replace it, and they're going to say, we need this system because of what happened to the old one. And the new system is going to be what the Bible calls the 666 system, where everybody will be forced into it, Stan. Because of the economic situation, people will be herded into this system. So on one hand, they're destroying, purposely destroying the economic system. And on the other hand, they're building up this economic system, a new one that will have everybody trapped and enslaved within it. That's what I see happening on the economic front.
And you'll either buy or sell lest you have the mark of the beast, then.
Yes, that's what it is. And what that's the system found in Revelation 13, and no one can buy or sell except he had the mark or the number or the name of the beast. There's going to be a electronic type of, I believe, a tattoo, the way we're looking at it right now. And I've been monitoring this for years, but it's really, really accelerating, Stan. And all of this high tech that we see out there, there's an end game in this. It's not, isn't this wonderful how fast these computers are? And in some respects it is, you know, but without understanding the end game, people are like lemons being herded into this system. You know, the Wi-Fi and everything that's connected, it has an end game. And the end game, Stan, is the complete control of the government, which they and what they call on a world level, they call the New World Order, will have complete control, Stan. It'll be everything you can think of will be under the control of this system, gathering information on us, controlling activities, spying on every little level. And it's being done right now, and it's always for our good, Stan. It's always to stop terrorism. It's always to help prevent crime, to stop crime. It's always to make us safer. And there's never or hardly ever any talk of the downside of this. Of this information, everything you can think of in the hands of a centralized government, and how this could be used for evil, which it's going to do. That's what the Bible says is going to happen. Ultimate evil is going to use this to control the people, and either you join this system, and the Bible talks about worshiping the beast, who is the Antichrist, the man of sin. He's going to head up a religious system. He's going to head up a political system, and he's going to head up an economic system. And it's all coming together on taking the mark of the beast and joining this system, or the people that don't will be killed, and they'll end up being martyrs for Jesus Christ. And, Stan, what is happening now is the speed at which this is coming together. Just a couple of little tiny examples I want to give to you of things that were incomprehensible even, I don't know, 2 years ago, I'd say. I'm sure it was on the drawing boards, but we were not aware of it in the public. There are a number of public transportation companies throughout the country now. There's, I think, about a half dozen. Let me see. I can remember the names of Columbus, Ohio. And
hold that thought, John. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. John McKernan, right here at the American Institute.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guests this morning, John McTernan, and go right ahead, John.
Well, I had been mentioning about these public transportation systems in mostly in the east, the northeast, but we have Ohio, and then a good-sized city, Baltimore, and a couple other cities where, and I know this sounds like science fiction, but it's in play right now. Where on the buses are surveillance cameras and microphones, and everything you say and do is monitored. And it goes to a central, like, police headquarters where they listen for words and then to try to detect terrorists and to stop crime. So we have now... It's in a couple cities as prototypes, but eventually it will be across the country where even if you whisper, Stan, your voice gets real low like this. These microphones are so sensitive that they hear everything. It's impossible even to whisper on these buses. Plus, you're being videoed all the time. Now, that was, to me, that was inconceivable. Just like, well, maybe 3 years ago. In fact, I never thought of it. I never heard it was coming until all of a sudden I picked it up on my high-tech sources that was being done. And here's the thing that no one really complained. It's like you go on the bus and people think, well, they hear everything and they see everything, and that makes me feel safer. So that must be good.
Well, of course, we're selling this in the name of fighting terrorism, and yet, of course, we're funding terrorism. In fact, the president of Afghanistan, Mr. Karzai, said within the last week that American government was working with the Taliban there in Afghanistan, creating acts of terror and blowing people up so that we'd be able to keep American troops there beyond 2014. Of course, the government immediately decried that concept, why we would never work with terrorists. But if you can go up on the Internet and simply type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find the CIA funds Pakistani intelligence, it's the ISA, and then type in ISI funds Taliban or ISI funds Al-Qaeda, you'll find it's true. We've been funding these terrorists. This whole world terrorist movement is as phony as a $3 bill and as well-financed as our CIA can possibly make it. And yet they use that to justify setting up cameras on street corners all across America and watching people. They say it's for crime, and it may stop crime, but it's also for monitoring people because, of course, we're moving into a totalitarian state. And, John, as you tell people this, do you think they really believe it?
No, Stan, a little bit now. I noticed in the last 6 months I am getting a response from people when I share this. Before, I would get dull stares, just looking at me, shrugging shoulders and no response. But what's happening, in addition, that I just gave a small example, but New York City is leading the way now with police in, they call it proactive. It isn't like stopping crime. It's now like stopping people before they commit crimes. And it's really weird the way everything that's going on in this, but they have what's called a dashboard in New York City. And New York City is putting, I guess, hundreds and hundreds of cameras in the thousands throughout the city. And they also have drones. And then they're hooking up, like, foot police with cameras. And, they have these stationary cameras all across the city. They're setting them up with facial recognition. And, Stan, with this facial recognition, you walk in front of one of these facial recognition cameras, and in 1 second, it scanned 35 million photos trying to identify you. And it just keeps on doing that, and they do that for looking for felons, looking for, I don't know, whatever else, fugitives, people with warrants. So they have photo identification all throughout the city now. They have drones. It's all tied into what's called a dashboard. And then they have these big computer bases. They have these readers now that read, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of license plates. They have them set up at all the bridges and tunnels and main arteries throughout the city. So you're being monitored, Stan, like 24/7. Everything you could think of is being monitored, and it's just in its infancy. It's just coming online, like last year, and coming online now. So they'll know, like when you cross the tunnel, let's say, to come into Manhattan, the police will know that you've come across, and then your movements throughout the city. Well, you were at this area and you were at that area. It can be all tied together. And what's happening is this isn't limited to New York City, but there's a massive database being created in Utah. It's called the Utah Data Center. And the numbers which I'm going to tell you, you're saying you're making it up, but I'm not. I wish I was. The information stored. Let's put it this way first. All electronic, all digitalized information all over the world is going to be routed to the Utah Data Center. It's coming online right now. In 2013, it's going to be fully functioning. And everything about you, for example, you take books out of a library, and you use a digitalized credit card, the Utah Data Center is going to know about it. You get a speeding ticket, the Utah Data Center is going to know about it. Everything you do on Facebook, Google, on the computer, electronic fund transfer, you name it, it's all going to be stored at the Utah Data Center, and they're working on it for real time. Right now it's not real time, but it's going to come on real time. So they will have a dossier on everybody in the nation. Of course, they're looking to build it in the world. But speaking about America, they'll have a dossier on you for everything, Stan. And this New York police, they call it a crime dashboard, will be tied into that. So it will be nationwide and then eventually worldwide. Everything about you will be known. All your movements, they'll be able to tell, oh, yeah, Stan Monteith, he used the tunnel today and paid the toll at such and such a time. And then 15 minutes later, he was identified by this street cam here. And then 33 minutes later, he was identified here. Then he bought a something with a credit card at this time here. This is going to be known about everybody all across the country. There'll be no privacy, none. And it's all being done for our good. It's all being done for the best interests of the people. But the government will know everything. And I forgot to, I was starting to tell you, Stan, about the Utah data center. The amount of information that they store there is going to be 10 to the 24th power. 10 to the 24th power. Unlimited. You just can't have a bigger number than that. And the computers are going to operate at 10 to the 15th power. And there'll be no code that can withstand it. They will operate so fast that even the 258-bit security code, they'll crack them instantly because of the speed of these computers. So you can't hide. There's no place to hide. Everything will be out in the open, will be known. The government will have complete access to virtually everything from when you get up and go to bed. This is not 50 years from now. This is now. And what they're doing is they're perfecting it. Every day that goes by, more cities, more police are coming online to this. There's more surveillance cameras. The drones, in 2 years, the federal government will have 30,000 drones over America. 30,000.
And, of course, they sell this in the name of fighting terrorism, but we're funding terrorism throughout the world. You have to have an enemy to justify the people giving up their freedom to protect us from the enemy that we've created.
I mean, that's well, so ridiculous. You know, Stan, I have come to the conclusion that the American people are just going to allow this to happen, that I think the youth, especially the youth, are so into high tech that the idea of the government having the ability to monitor what we're doing is not threatening to them. The idea of having these cameras and drones, the idea of Facebook being a tremendous monitoring tool of us, and Google and Twitter, they're just not threatened by it, Stan. I don't know what age break it is, but I would kind of say 40 on down, the vast majority are simply not threatened by the technology. Now, people our age, you know, it puts the hair up on the back of our head to see this, and think of this technology in the hands of Adolf Hitler, this technology in the hands of Stalin. This is what's coming. There is a Stalin coming. There is a Hitler coming. And when he comes, he's going to have all this technology at his disposal to crush anyone that's in opposition to him. But the American people do not see the threat, and it makes them, if it makes them feel safer, if they use the right rhetoric, all they have to do is use the right rhetoric, and it makes them feel safer, they're for it. And I just, the other day, Stan, maybe it was yesterday, I was reading where the vast majority of the American people are for drones. They believe drones in the sky over us are a good thing. So, you know, are they a bad thing? Well, when you see how the drones are being used, like to kill terrorists, and then you see how Obama, or Holder, was literally forced by Senator Rand Paul to acknowledge that they do not have a right to kill American citizens on American soil. It's frightening. It's really frightening. But that's where we are. That's where we are today. There's no stopping it. It's accelerating. And I don't think we have much time left. Just looking at this one issue, how the economy is, what can it last? How much longer can the economy last like this? It can't. And then you take this high-tech issue, how they're taking all of this high-tech and bringing it into creating a Superman trap with no way to escape. And they'll take all the technology that we're talking about and merge it with an economic system where no one can buy or sell except you're in this system. That's where we're heading.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Love to hear.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But if we're moving rapidly towards the dictatorship in the name of protecting us from those wicked terrorists, and of course we know that they're coming across the border with knapsacks full of explosives and setting them off at certainly in malls and at sporting events, or are they? If there's really a threat of terrorism, you'd expect the terrorists would be attacking America, or we're told they're really are, but most, almost every one of the instances that's out there has been some Muslim being talked into agreeing to go along with a terrorist plot planned by the FBI. The FBI is actually trying to convince us there's a terrorist plot, and certainly even the one terrorist who built the automobile bomb that was supposed to go off in Times Square actually went to Pakistan, contacted American agents over there posing as terrorists who taught him how to build a car bomb that wouldn't go off. And that's exactly what happened. And he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. I don't have any sympathy for him because he really wanted to kill Americans. And reprisal for the fact we were over there killing Arabs and killing Muslims. But we have no right to be over there killing Muslims. But certainly that doesn't justify killing innocent civilians here in the United States. If you doubt that we're moving towards a dictatorship, I simply go up on the Internet and type in on Google Echelon. Project Echelon's been around for 30 years. They listen to all your telephone calls, read all of your faxes, read all of your emails. They're all recorded. Everything you do on the telephone is recorded. Cell phones makes it even easier for them. They have a system of informants, FBI. Go up on the Internet and type in FBI system of informants. And, of course, you're supposed to, if you want to be patriotic, you join this. And then you begin reporting on your friends or anything you see. They're out there. They have tens of thousands of FBI informants informing on other citizens, and you never know when something you see might actually lead the FBI to identifying a terrorist or an enemy of our country. Well, certainly, if you have a question or comment about the move towards dictatorship, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. Our guest, John McTernan, who's been studying this for many years. And, John, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yes, they can go to my blog is really the easiest. It's johnmcternan.name, M-C-T-E-R-N-A-N is my last name. And then .name, N-A-M-E, johnmcternan.name. And regularly, I try once a week, I post on my blog what I call the 666 surveillance system. And I lay out many of the things which I'm talking about now. I post on my blog, so it kind of keeps you on the cutting edge of this technology that that's coming online. Excuse me, Stan. And I also have written a little brochure. It's called the 666 Surveillance System. In it, I give a general view of where this is heading, or all this technology, like I'm discussing with you right now. And it points to also the hour that we're living in, Brother Stan. We know that before the second coming of Jesus Christ, the 666 system will be in place. And I believe that as we see this technology coming together, and no one can buy or sell, that it's an indication of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. And at his coming, he will destroy this system. This system that's being created out there, the Bible calls it Babylon, the Babylonian economic system, the Babylonian political system, the Babylonian religious system, it will all be smashed at his coming. The hard thing for us, though, isn't to endure it, to live, to see this coming together and endure it. This is hard for me, Stan, and I know it's hard for you, to watch this come, you know, piece by piece coming together, and there's nothing we can really do but stop it, but to warn. I would like to also bring to your attention and your listeners' attention, Stan, are you familiar with a military agency called DARPA?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I want you to tell our listeners about it.
I don't know what DARPA stands for, though. Now that I've asked you, I always use the initials there. It's a military think tank, and they use the brightest and scientists go into this think tank, and they are coming up with the most dangerous, the mind controlling, people controlling technology that you can imagine. It is frightening to watch DARPA and what they're doing, and it's all under the excuse of better soldiers, and it's all under the excuse of making weapons better for the military to use that are like both lethal and non-lethal. So DARPA is developing technology that instead of, like, for crowd control, you turn this like a ray on them, and it can it could kill, but it puts ear piercing sound inside your brain that can do everything from annoy you to kill you. And then they have another one where heat, it's like blistering heat, gets on your skin where you can't stand it. But these are the type of things that DARPA is developing. But what they are, the most frightening thing that it's developing is mind and thought control. They're developing technology that in the mind of the enemy, they can place fear. So at a certain distance, they'll have this generator that will generate waves of thought, because they know off the frequency of the brain. The frequency of the human brain is well known. And they know how to stimulate the brain for fear. So what they're going to do is generate this sound wave or this wave of fear and send it on the enemy so that they'll flee. Then they're developing military helmets where our soldiers are protected from this, but not only this, they remove fear from them. So when they wear these helmets, they don't fear. The helmets are electronically designed so that the soldier will never experience fear. And then they're electronically designed so that you can communicate without sound, mental telepathy. So if soldiers are separated, let's say, 100 yards, the boss, the commanding officer, communicate with everyone.
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Cintas, the uniform people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, John McTernan. John, why aren't our religious leaders or our political leaders speaking out against this move towards a surveillance society where everything that the American people do certainly will be recorded electronically and kept stored? We know that even certainly listening to all the telephone calls from a four-star Army general who's the director of the CIA. Isn't there anybody in the entire country that they're not monitoring? A four-star Marine general, General Allen. They were listening to all of his phone calls, reading all of his emails, all of his faxes. Why aren't the American people concerned about this move towards a surveillance society where we're monitored from the cradle to the grave?
Well, that's an excellent question, and if you ever get the answer to that, let me know. I'm at loss for words. I believe it's part of the age that I mentioned earlier, where all this high tech, a certain percentage of the country now, they just go along with the collecting of information, being able to monitor everything, like you mentioned with General Petraeus. I mean, that was pure and simple. That's exactly what we're talking about, monitoring someone. They had no business monitoring him. He wasn't a criminal. He did nothing that was criminal. It didn't really involve national security, yet they were monitoring him and other generals. So if they monitor the head of the CIA and top generals, you know, with impunity, what hope is there for the average person like us? But the nation just does not care, Stan. The church does not care. It just has been like anesthetized. And why aren't they just, if it can't be stopped, shouldn't we warn? Isn't that part of the church, to be a watchman on the wall and to warn what's coming? I mean, if we look in Ezekiel, like chapter 33 in the Bible, the prophet is told, if you're a watchman on the wall and you see the enemy coming, the blood is on you until you warn the people. And once you warn them, the blood is transferred from you to them. And if they don't respond, then they've died in vanity for not responding to the watchman's warning. Well, it's the same here in America, I think, today. The church should be warning of what's coming, warning the people of this high-tech society that's being creating a perfect mousetrap, that where it heads, according to prophecy, no one is going to be able to buy or sell into this religious, economic, and political system. But there's only a handful of doing it, and I know that you are one of them. But by and large, the church does not care, and the American people do not seem to care.
Well, our job is to sound the alarm and hope that God will touch the minds of the people. I think it'll become increasingly obvious in the coming months and years as we move into a totally totalitarian state. And this has been planned for a long time. There's a small group of people.
Well, Dan, I believe that we're in a total totalitarian state now. The only thing is they're dealing with us with velvet gloves.
Oh, I agree with you, basically. Everything is in place.
Everything
they are in
place.
Total control of both political parties.
Yes.
They have their agents within the military. They control the banking system, the media, the corporations. They have their agents planted within the church, the educational system. And they are in total control.
They are. Right
the
now, they're, You know, they're hitting us with velvet gloves on, but those velvet gloves are soon to be taken off, and there's a vicious iron fist underneath those velvet gloves. And remember what I said earlier. Everything is there, high-tech-wise, for that 666 surveillance system. It has to advance more. It's in its infancy, but it's all in place. So there's really nothing that has to be done other than just get, you know, the Wi-Fi more powerful and high-tech tied together, but it's all there. And one other thing, Stan, I'd like to share with you in the remaining moments. There are what's called now electronic tattoos, and they have antennas on them, and they interact with the Wi-Fi. They use them in hospitals. They just started last year. When a patient comes in to the hospital, they place this electronic tattoo on their arm, and they're hooked up to the hospital's Wi-Fi. And things like if they try and leave, it sends off an alarm. If the blood pressure gets real low, the electronic tattoo sends a signal to the Wi-Fi, which picks it up, and then it goes to a nursing station. There is a perfect example of the mark of the beast. See, a mark of the beast, I believe, is going to be electronic tattoo. And as the Wi-Fi gets more universal out there and it becomes more powerful, and then as these electronic tattoos become more sophisticated and they become more, the antennas become more powerful and that they can be permanently placed in the skin, there is the image of the beast that will control people's lives in this system. So it's there. The electronic tattoos they're right there. They're in the infancy. They can hook them up to the Wi-Fi right now in hospitals. They can communicate one way right now, but they can easily, it'll be two ways. And so it's just a little bit more technology, improving it. And you will have the image of the beast, the mark of the beast, all ready to tie into a Wi-Fi system that's universal, worldwide, that will know everything about us.
Well, I share your concern. I think the one thing that nobody likes to talk about is the FEMA camps. They're all across America. They're just simply large camps waiting to be supposedly for illegal immigrants. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're for American citizens. And you really need to get the information. John, God bless. Thanks for keeping us abreast of what's going on. We'll talk to you real soon on the other program. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe they're FEMA camps, go up on the Internet, just Google in FEMA camps. You'll find out they're all across America, and they're just sitting there empty. Now, why are these things happening? Well, because America has turned against God, and our church is certainly not speaking out about what's going on. A small group of people, I would call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, are in complete control of our government, as we've pointed out in the past. Certainly between 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president came in the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly Barack Obama has surrounded himself with those people. They put him in power. And it is not simply by accident that John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 80 members, and that includes Canadians and Mexicans. Of the North American chapter. Susan Rice now is being considered for National Security Advisor. Where does she come from? She came from the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe this is happening by accident? No, ladies and gentlemen, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Which takes us, of course, to my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should. And if you'd like to get a case of the books, this is the last week we'll be offering them. You can get a case of the book, 64 copies for $149.95, plus shipping, and of course we'll throw in a free 4-CD set or DVD to cover the, help you cover the cost of shipping. But give us a call if you'd like to get a case of the books. They are a wonderful way to bring people to an understanding of what's really going on. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, but the offer ends this Friday. But how are you going to reach people? Well, certainly you need to be out there warning as many people as you can, and this is an excellent means, certainly, of getting people, if you can get them to read the book, it will change their entire outlook on the world. And certainly, between 50 and 100,000 copies out there across America, it is having an impact on people who read it, and who understand the fact that nothing as it appears to be. We have a two-party system, and both parties are controlled by the same people. Both of them, neither one of them want to do away with Social Security and Medicare, and yet we can't find it. They certainly are. There's no money in the Social Security fund. There's no money in the Medicare fund. The reason that the Fed has to buy $45 billion worth of T-bonds, treasury bonds, every year is because the treasury needs the money to send out the Social Security checks and the Medicare checks because they've run out of money. There's no money there. And we are a bankrupt nation. We're bankrupt financially, but we're also bankrupt morally. And unfortunately, why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas holidays and Easter holiday celebrations and programs out of our schools, and our children are being indoctrinated in evolution and godlessness, and everything's being done to turn them away from God and into a belief in a one-world government, which has been planned for since the beginning of time to establish the reign of the Antichrist. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, and most people have no idea at all what's going on. Your job is to get informed and help us reach others in the time that we have left, where things are moving rapidly towards a climax. It's only a matter of time. The whole financial house of cards comes down, and they take us into a cashless society. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, I'd love to hear from you. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.